I have the honour to speak on behalf of the European Union. North Macedonia, Montenegro, Albania, Republic of Moldova, and Liechtenstein align themselves with the statement. The EU thanks the High Commissioner for the report presented and commends the Office's assistance to states in their efforts to respect, protect, and fulfil human rights. The EU welcomes Georgia's cooperation with the OHCHR. We are concerned about the law on the transparency of foreign influence and the legislative package related to the so-called protection of family values and minors. And we remind Georgia of its international human rights obligations, including with respect to the rights to freedom of assembly and of expression and the full enjoyment of human rights by LGBTI persons. We reiterate strong support for Georgia's territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders. The EU urges that access of the OHCHR and the UN human rights mechanism to Abkhazia and South Ossetia be granted without further delay. On Yemen, the EU is concerned about numerous and serious human rights violations and abuses in the country, including against women and girls. We call for the immediate and unconditional release of UN personnel and staff working for international and national NGOs and diplomatic missions arbitrarily detained by the Houthis. The EU calls for an unhindered access of humanitarian supplies and personnel. The EU supports capacity building of the National Commission of Inquiry, but believes that the current mandate is not sufficient. The Council should finally be mandated to discuss the situation on the ground based on an independent report by the office. The EU appreciates the constructive engagement by the Philippines on human rights. Following the end of the UN joint programme in July 24, the EU strongly encourages the government of the Philippines to continue working towards its completion and consolidate achievements, ensuring a leading role for the Philippines Commission on Human Rights and close participation by civil society. We remain ready to support the Philippines in efforts ahead, and also encourage implementation of UPR 4 recommendations, in particular to ensure accountability and condemn the practice of red tagging. With regard to the situation in other countries, we would like to refer to our statements during the respective interactive dialogues. Thank you.